Undercover journalist David DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress are suing Planned Parenthood. Former California Attorney General and one-time presidential candidate Kamala Harris and current California Attorney General Xavier Becerra in Los Angeles federal court for conspiracy to violate their civil rights under the First and 14th Amendments, trampling their rights to free speech, freedom of the press, and due process. So writes the Thomas More Society, which is defending David DeLeiden and is involved in this suit. And we are joined right now on Vocal Point by the founder and president of Thomas More Society. His name is Tom Brekka. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Mr. Brekka, it's a delight to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I thank you for the invitation. Glad to be with you.
Sure. And just to refresh people's memories, back in the summer of 2015, David DeLeiden produced a series of videos based on undercover journalism where they were documenting that Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers were allegedly selling baby body parts for profit, usually for research firms or even universities and so forth. But this was a very horrible thing. And at the time, everybody was all upset. And then basically what happened was this poor guy has been the subject of all kinds of legal attacks against him. And Thomas More Society, more than any single organization, is the group that's been out there fighting for David DeLeiden's rights and fighting, you know, for the truth. So I'll let you wax eloquent about this case. Go ahead and tell us about this new wrinkle in the David DeLeiden story.
Well, Jerry, we decided, you know, that we had to counterattack at some point. And frankly, a statute of limitations was about to expire.
Oh, wow.
For at least one element of our claims. Based on this, what we believe to be an egregious violation of David's, as well as other people's, but we're representing David as his civil rights. And, you know, this was, in our view, a politically inspired criminal prosecution. That's really the main focus of the civil rights lawsuit, which we filed in federal court down in Los Angeles. David, of course, has been a resident of Orange County, just below Los Angeles County, and we frankly wanted to make the case so we could focus on issues that we feel have been overlooked and kind of, you know, smudged and hidden in fog in the public viewpoint. You know, frankly, this is an unprecedented prosecution under the eavesdropping law in California.
When you say prosecution, you mean the prosecution that's been against David DeLeiden? And
yes, yes.
Okay.
That's what we're attacking. Right. Of course, we're defending criminally in felony court up in San Francisco, but at the same time, we felt that the statute was expiring for on some of the claims we've raised against people we believe should have spoken up and tried to prevent this miscarriage of justice from even beginning. And, you know, to be frank, the eavesdropping law in California has never been used against an undercover journalist. This is an absolutely unprecedented criminal prosecution by highly politicized prosecutors. First, Kamala Harris, who is now the junior senator from California, but at the time they raided David's home office, she was the Attorney General of California. Mm-hmm. And her successor, Xavier Becerra, carried on what she had begun and brought no less than 15 different felonies. Charges that would put David and his helper, Sandra Merritt, in the penitentiary at San Quentin for over a decade if they were sustained. And yet, you know, Jerry, weekly, almost that regularly, California TV watchers in Los Angeles and elsewhere watch featured undercover stings by broadcast journalists when they go into, they found one doctor in California who was, for a fee, writing out handicapped or disabled parking permits for people. You know, they another auto repair shop was taking perfectly good automobiles and milking $500 and baseless charges for repairs of an otherwise fine vehicle. You know, all these features have been overlooked. And in fact, Ms. Harris, when she was Attorney General, actually went public and praised animal rights protesters who did what? They did exactly what David did. They used undercover photo equipment and recording video equipment to go into a you know, a meat packing plant and film what they represented to be abusive practices on the part of the meat packers. Mm. This was praised by Kamala Harris. So what's the difference? There is no difference, except that the politics are different, and Ms. Harris is and Mr. Becerra are, you know, extreme radical abortion proponents, and David was on the wrong side of that issue. So they went after him, and they continue to do so with an avenging fury.
Abortion rights are sacrosanct to the left.
Certainly, it seems that way in California against David and Sandra.
Okay, remind us, for those who may have forgotten, what did David's videos show? You know, without getting too graphic, but I mean, I think we need to be reminded of how gruesome they were. I remember, you know, Brent Bazell, right? The media watcher, the media critic of the liberal bias in the media. You know what I'm talking about, Brent Bozell?
Yeah. Supporter of his work.
Right. Okay. Well, Brent Bozell said that when he and one of his colleagues at the Media Research Center saw some of David's videos, you know what they said? They both turned to each other and they said one word, Mengele, as in Dr. Joseph Mengele, you know, the notorious Nazi doctor. But remind us, what were in David's videos?
Nazi Germany.
What were in David's videos? Remind us.
You know, his aim was multifold. You know, the focus has been on this harvesting and sale of fetal body parts, aborted babies' body parts for money that was often, you know, sums that were remarkable, you know, this commercial market for aborted babies' remains had been flourishing despite congressional action way back when, not all that long ago, supported by both parties, that there should be no commercialization. These should be donated and only costs reimbursed. Well, the costs are minuscule. Because, frankly, the middlemen in these transactions would come into the abortion clinics and do all the work apart from the abortion itself, including getting consents to the use of their babies' body parts from the mothers. This is a violation of the HIPAA law. You know, it's a gross departure from the standard of care for medical practice, but that was alone a sufficient reason for what David did. I mean, this is compelling stuff where the lady over lunch talked about crush above, crush below, trying to save certain body parts for sale being in optimal condition, changing the method of abortion so as to enhance the quality of the body parts harvested after the abortion from the baby's body. But beyond that,
now, is that legal?
As
is
we all introduced evidence at the preliminary hearing held last September in San Francisco, where the judge, after which the criminal judge threw out half of the, well, not quite half, but six of the felony charges. Now there are 10 remaining. The testimony of the effect that babies' body parts were harvested even while they were living, while their hearts were beating. And that's not abortion. That's called homicide. That's murder. And that should be an exception to the eavesdropping law, where the person alleged to be eavesdropping has a reasonable belief, and David certainly had that, and more than that, that he or she would obtain evidence of a felonious criminal activity against human beings. Not only did he have the belief, he would find such evidence. He did find it.
Yeah.
It's pretty much been suppressed from media exposure.
But it's still there, right, on the Internet, right? CMP.org, all those videos, including...
CMP.org, David's website, yes.
Yeah, and, so people can see for themselves. So let me ask you a question. What these Planned Parenthood officials apparently did, you know, like you said, crush below, crush above, but don't, you know, don't let this kidney, let's say, be destroyed, because we need to sell that, we can get money for that. Is that legal, what Planned Parenthood folks allegedly did with this?
Well, when you're harvesting
baby body parts,
a live infant, it's called murder. It's infanticide. And no, that's not legal. And
it's not legal.
Apparently, it's been done. There was a Stanford research study, and one of the participants in that study, a famous researcher, testified for us in open court, and we have that transcript. And, you know, the media, the mainstream so-called media, have ignored it.
Wow.
So we're trying to knock out any trial because under California criminal procedure, we're allowed to go to another judge now and ask that judge, it's a lady, Judge Milanos, to throw out even the charges for which our regular Judge Height, Christopher Height, said there was probable cause to bring those charges, 10 of them. But we think there's no basis to bring those either. And if Judge Milanos agrees with Judge Height and upholds those charges, we'll take an appeal. So if there is a trial, it may not be for a year or more up in San Francisco. And believe you me, there'll be evidence, something fierce, shown at that trial if it happens. And we're beating the drums to publicize what's already on record, evidence of infanticide. So these are the matters we're bringing out in our counterclaim. It's not a counterclaim. It's a whole new civil rights lawsuit down in federal court in Los Angeles.
Huh. All right. We have about 1 minute left. Anything else to be said? Why do you personally care? I mean, you've invested a lot of your own time, resources, capital of every kind imaginable into fighting for this, you know, for justice for the unborn. Tell us more.
Jerry, I can't imagine any better use of legal resources than to defend, as you say, this young man and his helpers who have exposed here in the heart of our modern American democracy, civilized as we profess to be, this awful recurring nightmare. You mentioned Dr. Mengele of Nazi Germany. Well, it's happening right here.
Wow. All right, Thomas Brekka, your website is thomasmoresociety.org. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.